If you break the law in the Sea to Sky area, you better hope you can get your hands on a car. People from Pemberton to Squamish need to travel hours to access court services. And once they're released, not everyone is able to get back home. That's something that concerns Alex Wolf. Alex is a criminal lawyer based in North Vancouver, and he's on the line now. Hi, Alex.
Good evening to you.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
So how does it work right now if someone is accused of breaking the law in Squamish, Whistler, or Pemberton?
Well, basically all the way from Deep Cove up even past Pemberton towards Mount Currie and an area called Darcy. The North Shore courts or the North Vancouver courts cover that whole area sometimes when it comes to certain crimes, with the exception of occasionally we'll have a court sitting in Pemberton. But if you're in that whole area and you're charged with a crime, quite often you've got to face the courts in North Vancouver.
So how far do some of these people have to travel to get to court?
Well, it's a long ways. If you're living in Seton Portage, and a lot of people aren't even sure where that is, that's about 4 hours from here. And to put it in terms, I'll sort of pretend that we're driving down the road. You've got to drive up towards Britannia Beach, and you go through Squamish, and you hit Whistler, and you're going to go to Pemberton, and then you're going to go further past Pemberton. You'll hit an area called Mount Currie, and you get to a place called Darcy, and then you take this dirt road, which takes you all the way over to Seton Portage. It's very possible that you could be charged with a crime in Seton Portage and have to come all the way down from there to North Vancouver. But generally speaking, anyone in Whistler, anyone in Squamish, if you're charged with a crime, they shut down the court in Squamish, so you've got to come down to North Vancouver to face your consequences.
And I'm sure lots of people listening travel up that way all the time, so what's the problem? I think most people think, oh, I could drive that pretty easily.
Well, sure, you could if you've got a car or if you've got money to put in the gas tank of that car, or, you know, if you've got money for a bus ticket, or you've got a friend that's coming down. But the usual situation, a lot of people charged with crime are suffering from poverty, or they don't have the same resources as maybe you and I or other people might have to. They might not have that friendship group or the family that will run them into court. So a 45-minute journey to one person is very easy, but a 45-minute journey for someone else can be extremely difficult to near impossible. Imagine the single mom, maybe even innocently charged with shoplifting a chocolate bar that has to make her way all the way down from Squamish down here. She's fighting hard trying to get a job, or she's got to take care of her kid, and she's just trying to do what's right, but she's charged with a crime and she has to go to court. Well, she's not able to access the justice system or the court in Squamish. She's got to somehow figure out how to jump on a bus, again, if she had the money, or get a lift, or somehow get all the way down to North Vancouver. So it's easy for some people, but really a lot of people charged with crimes, it really creates a huge problem for them.
I was reading a preliminary report from BC Court Services before they decided to close down the courthouse in Squamish, and it mentioned that one group that they foresaw that would be adversely affected is the First Nations. A lot of the Aboriginal communities along the Sea to Sky are overrepresented in the court system. So how have you seen this impact Aboriginal peoples?
Well, it affects everybody almost equally, but because Aboriginal people are overrepresented in the prison system, there are a large number of people charged with crimes who are Aboriginal people. So while it affects anybody equally, we do see an incredible amount, because the First Nations communities run all the way from all over the place, but certainly Squamish First Nation here in North Vancouver, but First Nations up in Squamish, and then the First Nations community of Mount Currie, which is just outside of Pemberton by about 30 minutes. So So while the effects are felt by everyone, we do see a lot of people which are brought down. So if they can't make their court date, let's say that they're charged with something and they forget or just don't have money to make it down, quite often what will happen is a decision will be made by the powers that be, and they'll send a sheriff who will drive 2.5 hours up to Pemberton, pick up the person, and turn around and bring them down here. And Pemberton, just outside of Pemberton, there's a wonderful First Nations community there called Mount Curry. And quite often people from that community will be picked up, scooped right out of their community, and brought all the way down here to the North Shore to go to court, and they've got to stand in front of the judge and say why they missed court. And quite often they'll be released. The judge will say, well, that's a good excuse. You didn't have money to come down to court. I'm going to release you. And everyone's very happy, but what you really have at a practical level is a person released. They open the door. They're out of the jail system, which is great. And now they've got to make their way back.
In other parts of Metro Vancouver, people released from court or pretrial actually get bus tickets to go home. So what do people released from North Vancouver get?
Well, you might get a bus ticket. And I'm not sure that it's a formal policy to give bus tickets. I mean, we're talking sort of prison system and sheriffs and things like that. It's certainly not a court obligation for them, for the court to say, well, we'd like to see you get home safe and sound, so here's a bus ticket. But if you're released from Coquitlam pretrial facility where you've been awaiting trial and the prosecutor decides, oh, we're not going to lay these charges anymore and you're just released, they'll give you a bus ticket. And they'll give you a pair of shoes, nice shiny white running shoes, and a lovely track suit, usually gray, and a bus ticket. And I think it's a 2-zone or a 3-zone. I know it'll get you as far as Horseshoe Bay. You'll have shoes to walk in, and you'll have a bus ticket. And if you don't have any resources, you'll probably make your way down to the shelters then. Downtown of Vancouver, but you know, if you're released with that, well, it's not going to get you to Squamish where you might live, or it's not going to get you to Whistler where your children might be, or to Pemberton where your only friend in the province is. So what you get down here in the big city, while that's great and I think it might be helpful to the person in the city, it's not going to help the country folk that have been brought down hours away from their community. It's not going to get them there. Most people got to stick out their thumb.
And what is the impact of all those folks hitchhiking or getting stranded in the Lower Mainland who are from the Sea to Sky area?
Well, first of all, we've got basic principles. Let's assume you're innocent, because our justice system says you're presumed innocent. So let's, and whether you're guilty or not, it's still inconvenient. The shoes and the sweatpants exist if you've gone off to a pretrial facility. If they just shipped you down, they arrested you last night in Pemberton and brought you down, or Whistler, and brought you down to North Vancouver, and they did a bail hearing and the judge set you free, you're set free with everything you came with. So if you happen to be wearing your pajamas, then you're going home in your pajamas. And I don't know about you, but I don't think I'd be all that comfortable picking up somebody hitchhiking on the Sea to Sky in their pajamas. But so you're released with what you got. So if you don't have a wallet, you don't have any money. If you don't have shoes, you don't have any shoes. It could be middle of winter. They're like, well, you're released. See you later. I suppose you could make your way to the Salvation Army and get some shoes, that's the sort of reality for those folks.
What would you like to see done to help these folks who have to access the community or the court system that are from those areas, from Pemberton along the coast?
Well, I'll tell you what kind of happens now. For adults in that situation who sort of are, the door of justice is open and they're walking down the street, I have passed on money through the sheriffs who have very kindly passed it on to them. We've had court clerks donate their bus ticket from their booklet so they can make their way to the Greyhound, where everyone sort of passed the hat around. It's only $24 for the Primo bus ticket to get up to Pemberton or other communities a few hours away. So it's not huge money at the individual level for us, but to the person who has not a dime in their pocket, it's huge. So, I mean, this little void is being filled, but in a very non-structured way. And people are getting tired of it. As much as I love to give a few dollars for a bus ticket, if I did that for every one of my clients, I wouldn't afford to be able to have clients anymore. But so everyone is aware of it in the system, but it's people out there that aren't aware of it. And so creating the awareness is a step in the right direction. But really, if you want to put it in practical, structured terms, fiscal terms, probably $1,000 a year would create enough bus tickets for everybody charged that is released in this situation to get a bus ticket home. Because it's not a problem to a client I had a couple weeks ago who said, he's a young man, he's 19, I said, you got to make your own way home once you're released today. And he said, I got a heartbeat and 2 feet and a thumb. And so he didn't have a problem. But last month I had a very fragile single mother who had a bad experience hitchhiking, and she was very uncomfortable with the idea that she'd have to go. Not to mention, we're really not just doing them an injustice, but you know, if you decide to stop and pick somebody up, I'm not sure about this, but you might even be breaking the law yourself picking up hitchhikers. One way or the other, the problem is just not being fixed. So being aware of it, I think, would help, but definitely a little bit of cash and sending people back to their homes where we scooped them up and took them from is a step in the right direction, too.
And who would you like to see providing this funding, or who's responsible for this at the moment?
Well, it's one of these things that sort of falls in the gaps. The prison system says, well, we're giving them a two-zone or three-zone bus ticket. And the judges are saying, well, I am already releasing this person. And judges will even say occasionally, well, I'm taking into account that it's going to create a hardship that this person has to make their own way home. So they're considering it. And, you know, the prison system is considering their situation and trying to be helpful. And in some circumstances, even giving them shoes. And the court clerks and the defense counsel, who sometimes themselves drive up to Squamish, or a judge once even said, I can get the person as far as Horseshoe Bay if somebody can take it from there. Everyone's sort of doing what they can, but it doesn't quite seem to fall into any one category. And that's one of the difficulties, because we've got the Crown Prosecutor who says, bring them down from Pemberton, and we have the sheriff that goes up and gets them, and we've got the judge who decides that they should be released. And everyone has a role to play in bringing them in to Vancouver and into this problem, but none of us really have a role in fixing the problem. It's sort of an ethical dilemma that exists, and there's no one agency which is there to deal with those sorts of problems.
And it's a lot of people, because in those court in the BC government documents that I was reading, they estimated that before the Squamish court closed, that court was hearing about just under 700 adult criminal cases each year. So would you say you're seeing even hundreds of people in this situation?
It's a huge problem, because we're not just dealing with Squamish. We're dealing with, from here, all within the jurisdiction of the courts. I mean, the problem itself is not just the North Shore, North Vancouver, Whistler, Pemberton, Squamish problem. The problem exists at a different level cross-provincially. If a person is charged in Saskatchewan and the Crown of BC decides to bring them here for a bail hearing and they're released, they kick them out the same way and they say, well, okay, you make your own way back to Saskatchewan. But what I see on a higher number is the clients on the North Shore or the Sea to Sky. And so it's a regular occurrence. It's something that everybody knows exists, but there's been no plug to sort of stop that problem. So I couldn't put a number on it, but it's just so regular, people have sort of stopped thinking about it. And that's the problem that I have. I mean, people should be aware of the problem, and people should do something about it. And it's not a hard fix. I mean, $1,000 in the course of the whole justice system to make sure we're not putting people in harm's way that are being released that could kill somebody or be killed or that might have crimes committed against them by strangers who pick them up. I mean, the ethical obligation, I think, is higher than the monetary solution. But who do you speak to? Which department do you go and knock on the door and say, geez, could you give us $1,000 to get criminals home or alleged criminals home? And nobody really cares about them, their thoughts, and, you know, the rights have kind of been lost. Do the time. If you can do the crime, you must do the time. But unfortunately, even the people that do the time for the crime are released and still got to use the thumb to get home.
Well, thanks for raising this problem for us, Alex.
Well, it's my pleasure.
And have a good night.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the time.
Take care.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye. Alex Wolf is a lawyer based in North Vancouver.